Lawmakers had the chance to question state regulators about the pending sale of BP's Alaska assets to Hilcorp. The $5.6 billion deal was announced in late August, but there are several regulatory hurdles to be cleared at the state and federal level before it can go through. Fairbanks Senator John Coghill chaired the Anchorage meeting. He says this is the first of many meetings lawmakers will hold to learn more about the sale.
We're just now discovering what this deal looks like. And the financial insurances, we're going to be talking about taxes, we're going to be talking about all kinds of things.
House and Senate Resources Committee members asked about everything from layoffs to whether Hilcorp has the financial resources to manage the assets it wants to take over. It's a lot more than just a quarter stake in the Prudhoe Bay oil field that could change hands. There's also a share of the Point Thompson gas field on the North Slope, leases in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, and stakes in the Trans-Alaska Pipeline, the Milne Point Field, and the offshore Liberty Project. Corey Feige, who heads the state's Department of Natural Resources, says the companies would like the deal to go through by mid-2020, but it could take longer.
The state of Alaska does not have a timeline or a clock ticking on our review. It will take the time that it takes for the state to undertake its due diligence and get to the point that we can either say this transaction is in the state's and the public's best interest, or it is not.
State regulators say they're stress testing the Houston-based company to see if it can handle the financial and operating burden.